In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed be God, blessed be God, blessed be God forever. We celebrate with great joy this important feast of Our Lady, the Queen of Heaven and Earth, who is presented in the temple this day in sacred time to be consecrated like the prophet Samuel was consecrated for his own mission from the early tender days of his youth, to live in the temple, to serve the temple, to help the priests and the high priest in the temple. So this is the Feast of the Presentation of Mary. It's a Friday, and we're here to praise God and to relax, because praising God helps us. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Great is the Lord our God, transcending all other gods. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise Him, servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing a song to His name, for He is loving. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for Himself, and Israel for His own possession. For I know the Lord is great, that our Lord is high above all gods. The Lord does whatever He wills, in heaven, on earth, in the seas. He summons clouds from the ends of the earth, makes lightning produce the rain. From His treasuries He sends forth the wind. The firstborn of the Egyptians He smote, of man and beast alike. Signs and wonders He worked in the midst of your land, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. Nations in their greatness He struck, and kings in their splendor He slew. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He let Israel inherit their land, on His people their land He bestowed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Great is the Lord our God, transcending all other gods. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, pour out your blessings on us, on our pastors and deacons, and all those who serve at your holy place, and all the consecrated souls of the world, known and unknown. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Great is the Lord our God, transcending all other gods. House of Israel, bless the Lord. Sing psalms to Him, for He is merciful. Lord, your name stands forever, unforgotten from age to age. For the Lord does justice for His people. The Lord takes pity on His servants. Pagan idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. There is never a breath on their lips. Their makers will come to be like them. So will all who trust in them. Sons of Israel, bless the Lord. Sons of Aaron, bless the Lord. Sons of Levi, bless the Lord. You who fear Him, bless the Lord. From Zion, may the Lord be blessed, He who dwells in Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, your name and your memories last forever. We are your sinful children. Turn our hearts and minds back to you as we stand to pray in this house and praise you with psalms of joy. Grant us to know your kindness and your mercy in our lowliness and weakness and pitiable nature. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. House of Israel, bless the Lord. Sing psalms to him, for he is merciful. All nations will come and worship before you, O Lord. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse you honor or the glory due your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. All nations will come and worship before you, O Lord. My son, take my words to heart. Do as I say, and you will live. A reading from the book of the prophet Zechariah. The caption is, Salvation in Jerusalem. On that day I will seek the destruction of all nations that come against Jerusalem. I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and petition, and they shall look on him whom they have thrust through, and they shall mourn for him as one mourns for an only son, and they shall grieve over him as one grieves over a firstborn. On that day the mourning in Jerusalem shall be as great as the mourning in Hamaranah, in the plain of Megiddo, and the land shall mourn, each family apart. On that day there shall be opened to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem a fountain to purify from sin and uncleanness. On that day, says the Lord of armies, I will destroy the names of the idols from the land, so that they shall be mentioned no more. I will also take away the prophets and the spirit of uncleanness from the land. If a man still prophesies, his parents, father and mother shall say to him, You shall not live, because you have spoken a lie in the name of the Lord. When he prophesies, his parents, father and mother, shall thrust him through. On that day every prophet shall be ashamed to prophesy his vision, neither shall he assume the hairy mantle to mislead. But he shall say, I am no prophet, I am a tiller of the soil, for I have owned land since my youth. And if anyone asks him, What are these wounds on your chest? He shall answer, With these I was wounded in the house of my dear ones. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is my associate, says the Lord of hosts. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep shall be dispersed, and I will turn my hand against the little ones. In all the land, says the Lord, 2/3 of them shall be cut off and perish, and 1/3 shall be left. I will bring the 1/3 through fire, and I will refine them as silver is refined, and I will test them as gold is tested. They shall call upon my name, and I will hear them. I will say, They are my people, and they shall say, The Lord is my God. Tonight your faith in me will be shaken, for Scripture says, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. Awake, O sword, and strike my shepherd, the man who is my companion, says the Lord. I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. Second reading should be about the presentation of Mary. Let's check this out in the book. It's giving me a reading from St. Augustine of Hippo. And I guess it's correct. From a sermon by St. Augustine, Bishop She who believed by faith conceived by faith. Stretching out his hand over his disciples, the Lord Christ declared, Here are my mother and my brothers. Anyone who does the will of my Father who sent me is my brother and my sister and my mother. I would urge you to ponder these words. Did the Virgin Mary, who believed by faith and conceived by faith, who was the chosen one, from whom our Savior was born among men, who was created by Christ before Christ was created in her, did she not do the will of the Father? Indeed, the Blessed Mary certainly did the will of the Father, and so it was for her a greater thing to have been Christ's disciple than to have been his mother. And she was more blessed in her discipleship than in her motherhood. Hers was the happiness of first bearing in her womb him whom she would obey as her master. Now listen and see if the words of Scripture do not agree with what I have said. The Lord was passing by, and crowds were following him. His miracles gave proof of divine power, and a woman cried out, Happy is the womb that bore you. Blessed is that womb. But the Lord, not wishing people to seek happiness in a purely physical relationship, replied, More blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Mary heard God's word and kept it, and so she is blessed. She kept God's truth in her mind, a nobler thing than carrying his body in her womb. The truth and the body were both Christ. He was kept in Mary's mind in so far as he is truth. And he was carried in her womb in so far as he is man. And what is kept in the mind is of a higher order than what is carried in the womb. The Virgin Mary is both holy and blessed, and yet the Church is greater than she. Mary is a part of the Church, a member of the Church, a holy and eminent, the most eminent member, but still only a member of the entire body. The body undoubtedly is greater than she, one of its members. The body has the Lord for its head. And head and body together make up the whole Christ. In other words, our head is divine, our head is God. Now, beloved, give me your whole attention, for you also are members of Christ. You also are the body of Christ. Consider how you yourselves can be among those of whom the Lord says, Here are my mother and my brothers. Do you wonder how you can be the mother of Christ? He himself said, Whoever hears and fulfills the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and my sister and my mother. As for our being the brothers and sisters of Christ, we can understand this because although there is only one inheritance and Christ is the only Son, his mercy would not allow him to remain alone. It was his wish that we too should be heirs of the Father and co-heirs with him. Now, having said that all of you are brothers of Christ, shall I not dare to call you his mother? Much less would I dare to deny his own words. Tell me how Mary became the mother of Christ, if it was not by giving birth to the members of Christ. You, to whom I am speaking, are the members of Christ. Of whom were you born? Of Mother Church, I hear the reply of your hearts. You became sons of this mother at your baptism. You came to birth then as members of Christ. Now you in your turn must draw to the font of baptism as many as you possibly can. You became sons when you were born there, yourselves, and now by bringing others to birth in the same way, you have in your power to become the mothers of Christ. Responsory. I will cry out with joy to the Lord. My soul will rejoice in my God, for he has clothed me with the robe of salvation, like a bride adorned with her jewels. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has clothed me with the robe of salvation, like a bride adorned with her jewels. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. For morning prayer, we had the antiphon, Blessed are you, Mary, because you believed You believed that the Lord's words to you would be fulfilled. Alleluia. Holy Mother of God, Mary ever Virgin, you are the temple of the Lord and the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. Beyond all others, you are pleasing to our Lord Jesus Christ. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Holy Mother of God, Mary ever Virgin, you are the temple of the Lord and the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. Beyond all others, you are pleasing to our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of our sins, the Father gave the Lord Jesus up to death, and for our justification he raised him up again. Have mercy on your people, Lord. Hear our prayers and spare us as we confess our sins. Grant us forgiveness and peace. Your apostle said, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. Forgive us our transgressions. Lord, we have sinned, yet we have also acknowledged your infinite mercy. Bring us to conversion. Save your people from their sins, Lord. Make us pleasing to you. You opened paradise to the thief who believed in you. Do not close the gates of heaven to the faithful departed. Let us praise God, our Almighty Father, who wished that Mary, his son's mother, be celebrated by each generation. Now in need we ask, Mary, full of grace, intercede for us. You made Mary the Mother of Mercy. May all who are faced with trials feel her motherly love. You wished Mary to be the mother of the family in the home of Jesus and Joseph. May all mothers of families foster love and holiness through her intercession. You gave Mary strength at the foot of the cross and filled her with joy at the resurrection of your Son. Lighten the hardships of those who are burdened and deepen their sense of hope. You made Mary open to your word and faithful as your servant. Through her intercession, make us servants and true followers of your Son. You crowned Mary Queen of Heaven. May all the dead rejoice in your kingdom with the saints forever. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Amen. Eternal Father, we honor the holiness and glory of the Virgin Mary. May your prayers bring us the fullness of your life and love. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Almighty Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and grant us everlasting life. Amen. Let's pray for our Holy Father and his monthly intentions, which are for those who are considering suicide, to be touched by the Father's love, and for us to know how to minister to them mentally, physically, psychologically, and spiritually. Last but not least, spiritually right. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All right, I offer my partial plenary indulgence for the soul in purgatory, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great night.